Hey everybody, what up though?
What up though?
Thank you for stopping by to clink.
You heard that lovely noise, huh?
I like that.
Love it.
Right, so thank you for stopping by to clink. We are your hosts,
Cam.
And I'm Kay.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. So if this is your first time watching us, hi, how are you? Welcome. You'll like it here. You will.
You will. This is a
like
nice, safe space full of all this beautiful blackness and stuff.
Come on now.
Let's say, let's go.
And if you are returning, welcome back.
Hey.
So we want to say that we are a podcast. We are two sister friends and we just talk about life. Grown people-ish.
Okay. Life, love, circumstance, and everything in between.
And everything in between. Okay. So we are a couple of filmmakers, podcasters, all around
actors,
creatives.
Right? Artists.
Yeah, all of that. All of that.
All things creative.
All things creative. Okay. And would you go ahead and hit that like? And why don't you go ahead and comment? You hear a topic that we're talking on, go ahead and comment. Be like, okay, I'm going to put my two cents in.
And if you want to, you can leave us a message on speakpipe.com. Cam and
Cam. Okay. Cam and K. Yep, that's right. So you can do that.
Not Cam and Cam. Right. Cam and K.
And go ahead and subscribe. If you like us, you're like, okay, I like these girls. Because, you know, this, yes. We're going to be bringing some stuff down the pipeline and it's all good. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is our sip and chat edition. So on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on when we uploaded, our sip and chats are basically just that. We sip and we chat. Okay.
Yes. Cause we got to catch up with each other through these long grueling days that we have at work. Cause even though we are artists, we do have jobs because we don't believe
we're
in
those
starving.
Type of artists. Yes. We're, no we're still artists with 9 to 5s. Until
working
our artistry
five.
Can pay for us for
pay them
you know,
bills.
Full time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
it's a nice little balance. It's okay
it is
to have
a balance. It is a balance. Yeah. But you know, I'm not mad at those who, you know.
Me neither.
Hey, if you want to do, go ahead.
I think that the freedom that comes with it, it's a lot of things to come with it. So you got to do whatever's best for you.
You do. You really do.
But I got to work. So, okay.
But, right. So, and so that's happened on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on when we upload it. And on Tuesdays are our recaps. We are recapping different
shows.
We will recap. If you don't know that's from, you don't watch P-Valleys. Okay. So how we start off is that we ask just some random questions.
Yes, from the random questionator.
Yes. So you guys can get to know us a little bit better, okay? And then it's nice to see, you know, what our answers will be,
yes,
too.
Yes, because some of these things are a doozy. And I'd be like, huh? What? Got to think about that one.
Okay.
So, question number one.
What fictional place would you most like to go to?
Fictional?
I can start. I know when I was younger.
When I was a young girl.
Okay. What you want? Okay, I'll try to get it in. I didn't pick up on it fast enough. So when I was younger, one of my favorite movies was the original. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder. And I love chocolate. And I remember, because, you know, I was a kid. I thought they were really, you know,
drinking
eating chocolate
it.
And drinking it. No. I wanted to be there so badly. I wanted to go there, y'all.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, I love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Who wouldn't love Willy Wonka? For my kid movie but I think as an adult, probably Avatar. And I say that because the colors were so brilliant and everything was so just beautiful as far as the colors and just, you know, it was just beautiful. And it had that jungle element because I like nature and just the freedom that they had. So, I would say,
y'all look. I'm just eating on this. This is so good.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh my god, this is good.
we're trying to, you know, eat healthy snacks. So, of course, popcorn is a very healthy snack.
Fun fact, I'm not a big popcorn eater like that. Mm-hmm. I really have to have a taste for popcorn. Like, really. But, like, regular popcorn. Caramel corn, I can eat all day. I love caramel corn. I love caramel corn.
With the cheese. I like mine mixed with the caramel corn with the cheese. Now I have the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm going to have to bring you some from work. I'm going to bring you some caramel corn that I know you
I
like.
I love caramel corn, girl.
So next week, we'll be having some caramel corn.
Right. and it's good with this Moscato. It's really good with this Moscato. Okay, so.
What is our second question?
Oh, okay, interesting. What was the last time you changed your opinion about something major? When was the last time you changed your opinion about something major?
I'm going to say every day of my life. I'm a woman. I change my mind often. Major. Well, right now I'm changing my mind about something major, which is my profession. I've been in my profession now for over 20 years, mm-hmm. plus over 25 this year. And I just think I needed something different, a change of pace. So every day I'm trying to just think of, like, is it time to let it go, you know, to do something different? And I was doing a lot of research on that. And they were saying, when you've been at a job for 15 years, 20 years, you do want to do something different. So it's absolutely normal.
Okay. Yeah. I can see how you would like want to change your pace after 10 years. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's paying them bills.
Okay. When was the last time I changed my opinion about something major? Let me go the more political route. I was always brought up, you know, in the church and everything, in a particular church where a lot of times we were swayed, I'll put it that way, to vote a particular way. You know, more conservative. And it wasn't until a few years ago, like literally a few years ago, that I changed my opinion on that. I was like, hold up. You know, you start to read for yourself. You start to understand for yourself. I'm like, no. So, and two of those issues being about, you know, homosexuality and abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one thing my brother said to me, he was like, I would think that you would lean more towards the left because, you know, because God gives us choices. He don't tell us, like, you better do this. And for me, looking at, like, more leaning more towards the left, you know, because more towards the right, they want to stop your choices. But mm-hmm. God gives us choices. It's not my responsibility to say you can't do this or you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's people's choices. And that really like changed my thinking.
It resonated with you. And that's true, because if we don't have choices, then we'd be living in a communist society. And it's like right now,
a dictatorian society.
Yeah, you're being a dictator.
Yeah.
But right now they're trying to get rid of TikTok.
Girl.
TikTok gives us so much information that is so much deeper than just cute videos about hair and makeup. So
right.
They're really delving into some deep issues about our history and about our culture and about our country. And a lot of people don't want us to know what's really going on, because history doesn't lie. When they keep on unveiling or digging up different artifacts and different things, and then it's like, if we live in a free country, why is it that we aren't allowed to go to certain places? It's not that we're going to get hurt or anything, but you have a military presence there where we are not allowed to go to certain places in the Grand Canyon. And you don't have a reason for it. It's because they don't want us to see what is really in these areas. And TikTok is just, we're in an age of information where we're being exposed to and enlightened about a lot of things. So I think I totally agree with what you said about that. Also being raised in the church, that they do sway you. And I've even been in some church services where they have brought in politicians and said, this is the way that you should vote, and try to dress it up as God.
Yes.
And that's not fair to your congregation, and that's not fair to any of us, because we all give us all the facts from both sides. Yeah. And let us make our own
decisions. Make our own choices. Yeah, that happened in my old church too, you know, because they can't outright say, you know, but we know what that means, you know, when they bring certain politicians in and they endorsing right. and speaking in front of the congregation.
Because we thought the church and state were supposed to be that's what I was always taught until I got older and they started bringing these politicians to church. But anyway, welcome to Kevin K's Sip and Chat.
All right, y'all. So our next segment is a new one. Mm. It's called Cam and K Go to Pettyville. Okay.
Oh.
So this segment basically is something that we done that was petty. Come on. I think I said it here before. I have a vacation home in Pettyville. Mm. So I visit from time to time.
From time to time.
I do.
Okay.
So
sometimes you need to go to Pettyville at least. Look, I used to say maybe a couple times a year, but I'm starting to feel like a couple times a month. Oh, you know? Just a little pop in real quick, just to see, you know. Okay, well, I will start off with the Pettyville. Okay. Petty. Today I was in a petty mood. Okay. I'll just say that. The last couple of days, I have just been like so serious, so focused about, you know, you want to make sure that your house is right, your business is right, your money is right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can overthink. Mm-hmm. And when we overthink, we can cause ourselves undue stress. We got to trust God in situations. It is okay to do your research, try to figure things out, but don't get stuck there to the point where you don't have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, enjoy life. Life is so serious with so many, 99% of the time. So we have to have fun. Mm-hmm. So today, you know, I know I've been kind of in a little mood. And today I was kind of petty at work.
Okay, what you do, girl? What you do?
I have to admit, I have a problem when people don't do their jobs. Mm. And when I say don't do their jobs, you know, you have certain procedures, certain things that you're supposed to do as far as your job duties. And sometimes people don't do their part, because we're a team. We're supposed to all work together. And when they don't, it makes me angry, because you're supposed to do your part. We're a team. And so today, I did make a comment, a petty little comment to one of my coworkers. I was like, I see that you haven't done the audit. And he's like, oh, no, I didn't. Because a lot of times they don't want to do the audit because it will take away from their time, they think, as far as making money.
Okay.
And so I was like, you should tell him that you need to do the audit. He didn't want to do it. So he sat there and said, I'll tell him when I get up. So I sit down and I didn't wait till he went to tell our manager. I called our manager over. I was like, hey, so-and-so, I need you to come here because somebody didn't do. And after I did it, I felt good.
You did?
But a few minutes later, I was like, I could have handled that differently, because I'm not really a petty Patricia. Mm-hmm. But it's just something about, please do the procedure. Please do it. And if you don't do something once or twice, that's okay. But when I'm following you all day long in an 8-hour period and you just will not do your tasks that will make everything run smoothly and more effectively, then I gotta be petty.
Okay, girl. So you let him know.
I let him know and everybody else. But that was kind of unprofessional to me. So
okay.
Yeah. I was petty. And to that, I will be taking a sip of my mascara.
Girl. Okay. So y'all, just a little slight update on me. Y'all know I'm transparent. Let's just put it this way. I'm single again.
And I'm just eating popcorn.
I'm back in these streets, okay? And I was so upset by the way how it happened. I asked, because y'all, because he never like talked. He's like the coward's way, like ghosted, you know, didn't talk about situations or anything like that. And come to find out, he was still on dating apps. Mm. If you want, I just leave it like that. Okay. So I asked one of my coworkers, who's a therapist, because I work with a whole bunch of therapists. And I said, would it be wrong?
I gotta take a sip.
I said, would it be wrong if I just like sent him an email just telling him, like, you just a coward? You know, what you did was wrong. You are not the nice guy that you portray. I just want to tell him, like, you no good. You're no good.
Right. You're no good.
Nigga, you're no good.
Okay. Excuse the explicit.
And you know, I just want him to know that. And so she's like, well, you probably already know. She was like, because she kind of talked me out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love you. Because I would have talked
but
to her.
I did something else.
I was just so happy in that moment, like, yes.
So I drove down to Pettyville. Okay.
Did you go the speed limit or fast?
I went above the speed limit. I went above the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Oh, so on the dating app that we actually like kind of reconnected on, because we were already familiar with one another for a few years. I haven't been on that thing, because the whole thing, y'all, was that I found out that he was still on there. Cause I was just like, I saw a commercial for that app, and I said, let me go and see if he on there. Girl, y'all, he didn't update his profile. Try to deny it. But anywho, so what I did, well, you know, I had deleted my profile, but I was like, let me get my profile back. So I went back to that profile, y'all. And because I have no intention, just like before, I'm done with the day naps that I was one and done and left a sour taste in my mouth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just did this just so he can see my profile, because we only live within a few miles of each other. So, because he told me when he did go on it, that mine popped up. Okay. I was on there, but I wasn't active. I didn't delete it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I made the new profile today. And in the bio part, y'all, I said, I'm looking for someone new and fun, a non-gamer. I don't want no more gamers. Don't come my way, you a gamer. Don't come my way. Mm-hmm. I said, a non-gamer and someone who keeps their fingernails clean. And in parentheses, I said, because the last guy I dated did not. And I said, you have to be at least 6 feet to ride this ride.
Shots fired. And the moral of the story is, don't lower your standards. No matter how nice they are. If you want 6 feet and taller, get a 6 footer, boo. But okay.
Yeah.
So you visited Petty.
I did.
And you did it in a classy way.
See, it's classy. Indirectly, you know, but I feel much better. And as a result, I do want to thank him. I know he probably won't see this, but I do want to thank him, because out of this whole ordeal, y'all, I got me, I'm writing a new movie.
Yes, and it's going to be good.
It's a thriller, shameless plug. It's called Nice Guy, and it's going to be a thriller. And then we just leave it at that, loosely based on some events.
She got inspired.
I got inspired. So I got my mojo back. Get inspired. Turn that anger, turn that hurt into something positive. Yes. For me, because I write and I'm a filmmaker, I direct and I write, I'm going to make it into a movie.
Hmm. Okay, and I can't wait to see. You too can't wait to see Nice Guy coming in the winter of 2024. Mm-hmm.
That's right, y'all.
Okay, so what else are we talking about today, girl? Let us get out of here.
So in that same vein, y'all, we want to talk about, should you spin the block or nah? Yeah. Now, for my 40 and over, who don't know what spin the block mean, mm-hmm. you know, I got my ear to the streets a little bit, so you know, I'll be up on some of the lingo. So spin the block basically means to date somebody that you've already dated before, been in a relationship with before. Now, and we know that some people spin the block. I've done it, and I'm like, I won't ever do it again.
All I got to do is say is, hell to the no, no, no.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
I said, hell no.
Hell no.
To the no, no, no.
And I say that because the Bible say, leave those things which are behind and press ahead. And when I was younger, I didn't really understand what that meant. But if things didn't work out the first time, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to work out the second time. I think sometimes the only time that may be applicable is if you were married and maybe you had a major miscommunication and that's the reason why you guys fell apart. Or if something like that, if it's a, just something, communication or maybe distance, but it wasn't that you really just lied, cheated, were untruthful, but you just drifted apart because of maybe work circumstances or something like that. But none of that ever happened to me. So I can say, hell to the no, no, no. I
would never, you never?
I did.
Yeah. Tell us about that and why you wouldn't do it again.
Oh, Lord.
I got a story too.
When I was 16, I met a guy.
Okay.
And I really liked him. He, we met through somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, he was actually dating one of my friends.
Oh,
sounds horrible, but it's not.
Okay.
Because she was dating a whole lot of other people and he was my friend and we were just cool. And then when everything fell apart, he was like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, cause that was my friend. And I didn't know that she was all over the place, but it kind of blew up in her face where all the guys were in the same place at the same time and got to talking to each other. And it was like 3 of them. So it wasn't like it was like, anyway. So long story short, me and him became cool. Cause you know, and so we didn't date then. So like when we got about 19, we would cross paths, you know, in college and different things. And, then one day, we just would always keep in touch over the years, but we never could just like get together. Cause when we finally did decide that we liked each other, when we were like 19, he had gotten somebody pregnant. Mm. And so, you know,
wait, so do you guys date at 16? So at this point you haven't dated at all?
We did go out when I was 16.
Okay.
And then he was cool, but I was, you know, I was 16. I wasn't, you know, I was like, hell to the no, no, okay. You know. So then, you know, we would keep in touch throughout our lives. He would, you know, and then I lost touch because like, I was married. He was married. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. So then when after I got divorced, you know, I would talk to him on the phone. He was with somebody. So I felt like he was a safe place. Like I could tell him stuff because, you know. Hey, he was somebody and I'm in this with somebody. So let's talk. We would talk about stuff, which was the worst thing, ladies. Stop telling men, even sometimes your male friends that you have dated or you could potentially date, your business, because I think a lot of times men use it against you because they know what you've been through. And it's a way for them to be manipulative.
Girl,
and
hurt.
Utilize your hurt against
girl.
You.
And, I'm stroking
some feathers here because you're telling them in confidence and you're like, oh, this is just a cool person. And if you end up dating, they know everything. And a lot of times they don't tell you absolutely anything about their past. They'll give you little nuggets here and there. But, you know, as women, we're more like open books. Mm-hmm. We say, you know, this is what I went through. And you're thinking that if I tell this person how I've been hurt, how I got mistreated, this, that, and the third, that they won't do that to me because you know that I'm hurt.
That's,
and you're
empathizing
with me. So long story short, I don't even think he knows this to this day. So if he ever sees this, he will know. I was grown. We started divorced, all that. And it was a little pocket in time. And I was like, you know, and he had broke up with who he was with. Mm-hmm. And we had been talking about stuff forever. And it was like, and then we saw each other. He was still fine.
Okay.
And, you know, I ain't too shabby myself. So we started, you know, just going to dinner. I was moving and he volunteered to come over and help me move and set everything up. And I didn't think anything of it because somebody I talk on the phone to, even he lived in another state at one point in time. So I was like, all right, cool. But looking back, he just used everything I told him against me. He did. He listened to everything I said. And the reason we broke up, well, stopped the relationship was because one day he left his phone in my car. And I've known you since you were 16. We were 16. He's a little older than me, but I knew the code. So, of course, I was curious. I looked and saw that when he wasn't with me, hanging out with me, dating me, that he was dating other people. And then that's when I realized some men like ice cream. They like different flavors. And it's not that your flavor isn't a good flavor. They just like different flavors. And instead of them being honest and saying that I like 31 flavors and, you know, let's date, let's have fun. But don't lie to me and say we're exclusive and there's no one else. And then
that's what he said.
Of course. Then use the past against me like, oh, we should have got together when we were like 16 and stayed together. Oh, when I got married, you should have been the one that I married and I shouldn't have married her.
They always find out too late. And, it's too late, boo-boo.
All of those little nuggets. And then I fell into it because I grew up in a Christian home and I always wanted to be married. And I always have been a hopeless romantic and felt like, I love deeply in heart, and I'm genuine when I'm in a relationship. And so I had no reason to think that he was being untruthful. So after I did find out, I didn't say anything. I just kind of ghosted, and he was calling me, and he was like, and I never told him why. Really? And so to this day, he doesn't know why I ghosted, but it was because I felt betrayed. I felt lied to. And at this point, if I was single ever again, I would never talk to him because I feel like he lied, he manipulated, he used the situation and he used the information that I gave him against me, and it gave him a upper hand.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, he was good to me. He would cook dinner. He was like the perfect gentleman. Mm-hmm. He opened doors. He was... honey, I can give you some information. He was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a nice guy, but he was nice to everybody. Not just me. And it was hurtful because I was the type of person that I was in a vulnerable place. And he knew everything about me since I was like 16. And it was like, he utilized everything that he knew to his advantage. And when if you don't want to be with somebody or you just want to be out there, but don't come over to the good girl club and get the good girls and then have us mixed up in your mess. If you want to be out there, there's enough women out there who don't mind being number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't mind you kissing on them. Don't kiss me. And then I figure out fine, because I don't know. Maybe he could have been flirting. He could have been whatever. I don't know what he was doing or what he wasn't doing. But after that, you're not kissing me. You're not touching me. You're not. No.
Right.
That's over. We can't. No. Because I can't trust you. And no. So.
Yeah.
So back to that. To that very transparent moment.
Okay.
I would not go backwards to any relationship because I feel like in that moment, we were young. When we first started in 16-ish, and then I was 16, he was, I think, 18. And then to be later on in life, to circle back, and then we're in our 40s, and you would think that most people would be done playing games by the time they're like 37. You're thinking like, oh, they've grown up and da-da-da-da-da. But they didn't, because when he was about to get married, because the girl was pregnant, he was telling me, hey, let's kick it for old time's sake. And yes, he did. And I thought about it because at the time when I saw him, I was with my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just happened to see him out. And I was just like, hey, and just said hi and to catch up. We caught up or whatever. And then when I think back, I'm like, So you basically wanted me to ruin the relationship that I was in, sitting up here talking about let's get together. Oh, I always loved you, and trying to be physical with me. Mm-mm. And you were about to get married like the next day. So when I thought about all the stuff, I'm like, you just were a creep.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't deserve to know what happened, why it happened. So to this day, he's probably still twiddling his thumbs and.
Ooh, girl.
Booyah.
You good, because I would have been like, what the hell is this? Mm-mm. Yeah, I would.
One thing that I have
I
learned,
want you to know that I know.
No. It's called Jedi.
I know.
I'm a Jedi.
See, I'm not.
And what I have learned over the years is when I want to be emotional is to take my emotions out of it and be still. Mm-hmm. Because when I take my emotions out of it and I'm still, then I don't make rash decisions or choices that I might regret later. But yeah. I think that was classy what you did when you did on the thing, because you let them know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You let them know without letting them know.
Exactly. So I, like you, I spun the block with one of my exes. So we've known each other since we were in high school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was kind of, you know, like off and on. And like the first time, you know, we were planning on, you know, we were talking about, you know, getting married. Actually was kind of in the planning stages, and then something happened. And then 6 years later, you know, I was like, maybe they changed. And I did give him another chance. And for the most part, he changed. He just got a little better at doing stuff over the years. Mm-hmm. But at least he had the decency to tell me, mm-hmm. you know, so I credit him for that, even though it was for his own selfish reasons, but he still let me know. You know, he wasn't a coward, didn't ghost or anything like that. So he let me know. But, you know, we tried. I was like, okay. Because, you know, when you are not with somebody and then you are not, when you're with someone and then you break up and then you're not with them for a long period of time, you kind of almost kind of forget
some stuff. Yeah.
Some stuff. Yeah. And once you're in it, it's like, this is why we're not together.
Like, remember on Ike and Tina Turner, she was like, oh, I was wondering when the real Ike was going to show up.
Okay, Angela.
Girl.
So, no, y'all, I would not. No. Him, my old high school sweetheart, was the only one that I spun the block four, and after that, I said, never again.
Hell to the no.
To the no,
no, no. So, ladies, hell to the no.
But there are some cases where people spun the block again, and it worked out.
And it changed.
And they genuinely changed.
Yeah.
You know, we had, look at, I don't know how long it's going to last, but look at Ashanti and, Nelly.
I love them because he act like he is just so into her.
I hope so.
I love their, well, she pregnant now, so they better be. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm rooting for them.
Because she waited all this time to have a child. And I think she really probably loved him all these years. Because, mm-hmm. you know, but we'll see how that pans out. But he, yeah.
And we hear of, you know, people who were married, got divorced. Years later, they got remarried. Now, that don't happen. Now, those are rare occasions, okay? But as for me and my house, I'm not spinning the block ever again.
Me either.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Spinning the block.
So, ladies, when it comes to spinning the block, Cam and Kay say, sing it with me, girl.
Hell to the no, to the no, no, no.
And on that note, we're going to say.
Are you going to close us out?
Mm-hmm.
After we clink on that, we're going to clink
on that and sip, honey. Because
let me get my sip. No, not doing that. We do want to hear, about you. Would you spin the block?
Would you spin the block?
We want to have you leave us an audio message so we can play it on a show.
Or tell us about your situation when you did spin the block. Because we want to know that.
If it was successful, if it was a if it was a successful spin, let us know that.
Yeah.
If it was an epic fail like ours, let us know that too. And right. You can do that at SpeakPipe, SpeakPipe/CamandK. All right. Just leave a message and we'll play it.
So until next time, thank you so much for joining us for Clink. And we're going to clink one more time. Bye.
Hail to the no.
To the no, no, no.